Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot of... Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio. Every Friday at 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back. All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a minute. And we do have one guest today. We do have from earthing.com, Clint Ober is going to stop in and say hello here. And that'll be in a few minutes. And we also can take your calls tonight. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Amanda. Welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Did you say we're having someone from earthing.com?
Sorry. Yeah. I just said thank you for thanking me, that's all.
Yes, and you said someone from earthing.com. I'm super excited. I had no idea.
Yeah, he wrote the earthing book. He founded the term grounding or earthing, and he made the earthing movie that you could find for free on YouTube.
Yeah, you bet. That concept was, it was quite compelling to me. And that after watching that movie, I haven't read the book, of course, but watching the documentary, I attempted to ground myself regularly, and I feel like it made a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I figured we've had enough garbage this week as far as the World Economic Forum and the New World Order takeover and school shootings, that having something completely different, even if it's for just a little bit, and then we can go back into all the hardcore stuff.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah, enough with the false flag.
So when is your school year over?
Our last day was yesterday, so we are officially on summer break.
So my wife's school year ended, well, she has to go in tomorrow, but the kids are off today.
Right, yeah. Excellent. And, I wouldn't say today, but
and then she's
yeah.
doing another 30 days for summer school.
Oh, that's right. I do remember her telling me she was doing summer school. Well, bless her heart for doing summer school. I feel like she's definitely pretty much a badass, really.
Yeah, well, we like money, so we're doing it.
Yeah.
And she was also planning, just in case I didn't find a day job, but that seems to be working out.
And how is that going for you? You said it's working out, but you like it so far this week?
Well, I'm in training, so I haven't done much.
Hmm. You'll like it okay. It's livable, tolerable, all those things.
Yeah, it's a real rough commute, I have to admit. It's hard.
Hmm. The commute from one chair to another?
Well, yeah, because from my bedroom to my office room, there might be a dog or a cat that needs some pets before I go to work.
Oh, the traffic. Jeez.
Right.
I guess that's one good thing that came out of 2020. More people are working from home, which ended up being a good thing for some people in my family. My daughter-in-law, actually both my daughters-in-law, were able to take their jobs home, so they didn't have to worry about the children so much as they were able to be there working and the kids could be home at the same time. So it's worked out nicely for some people. Work-at-home jobs are more of a thing now.
It's just strange during training because there you have a training class, but you're on your own at the same time.
Mm. So it's up to you to get to your class on time.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Well, heck, I mean, like you said, you like money. I do things for money myself, you know. As much as I love my kids, my students, and, you know, as good as it is to be a teacher, and I do it for the money. Well, whatever money you can get from teaching, which is not a ton, but, you know. Here we are.
Well, I would prefer to just do Freedomizer Radio for a living, but that didn't exactly cut it.
Right.
I feel like I spend my whole time trying to fill the empty time slots that we have with new hosts, and I can't really sell advertising the way I want to until I can do that. So that's why the advertising revenue is really barren.
I see. And I've listened
to
some of the ads.
Well, it's hard to say. I pay for 15 hours of airtime, but there's a show on at noon that's for 90 minutes, and then there's nothing until Proof Negative is on at 6. It's just really hard to – it's really hard to sell people on the entire network, and I can't do my own show justice. I can make an attempt to just sell for the Proof Negative show, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. I see. I didn't realize there was such an opening there, I guess, dead air space there in between the shows. That's interesting. So I've looked through the website to see what the program and the programming, and it looks like there are a lot of Christian hosts. Is that true?
There are a few, yeah.
Christian-based? Yeah? Great. And how many would you say are health practitioners? Are there many who are in the field of holistic health?
See, we just brought in 3 new hosts, and as soon as I bring in 3 new hosts, 3 leave, thinking I finally got ahead, and now I just broke even.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So as far as health-based stuff, I don't really – I'm trying to remember offhand, but like I tell people – it's just that I look at Freedomizer Radio like we're the flea market, and you guys have the boots inside the flea market. So it doesn't really matter if there's other people that do something similar to you, because as long as you can get your audience, it'll all be okay.
Yeah, for sure. There is a pretty good size community in my area of practitioners, of course, because those are the people that I associate with and I work with. The clinic where I just opened up my office space, we have a couple of, well, actually about 4 different practitioners who do podcasts and such like that, and I wonder if they would be interested in doing a segment on Freedomizer.
Well, it doesn't hurt to ask, I guess.
Yeah. So how would I just connect them with you?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I will talk to them and see what they want to do, because I would still like to do my own segment at some point as well. I just, I enjoy co-hosting with you. You bring on some great guests so far, and again, tonight I'm super excited for your special guest. So I love that ability to come on here and talk with these people.
Well, I try.
Yeah. You have some good connections. You gonna ever you going to interview Alex Jones ever?
I was on his show once back in 2010, but it wasn't a big deal, but I was on there.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that. Are you still connected to him at all, or is that
I'm not connected in any way whatsoever. Outside of the fact that he's had a few of our hosts on his show before as well. So he knows who we are, but I don't really try to reach out.
Okay.
So I need a couple of minutes real quick here before Clint comes on. Do you have anything you want to go over for a couple minutes while I do my thing?
Yeah, sure can. Yeah,
all right,
say,
I'll
you
be
say
right
go.
Back. All right,
all right,
go
awesome.
Go for it.
Thanks. Yeah, so while Proof is off doing his thing, some of the things going on in my area, so I am in the St. George, Utah area. Southern Utah is becoming known as Utah Sedona or a second Sedona, and I keep having that same term brought to my attention, and again, I heard it randomly today that we are like a Sedona, which has a good and a bad connotation. I a lot of people go to Sedona to have some sort of spiritual experience or to at least attempt for a spiritual experience of some kind. It's known for meditation, and I've heard people go there to experience the different vortexes that are rumored to exist there. So I'm curious if anybody is listening, if they have ever visited St. George area in Utah or the Southern Utah area, what has been your experience? What do you feel has drawn you to this area? If you came to do the hiking or any of those types of things, I mean, we do have a pretty wide range of outdoor activities. So I mentioned hiking, of course. We have a lot of ATVers and plenty of bicyclists. We did host the Ironman, which was a national deal. So, in fact, I believe there were multiple countries represented. And so we saw quite a few people coming through St. George, Utah. So it was pretty impressive to see. We've only lived here since September, and we made the transition to get away from some of the weather and such in northern Utah, and this way we can enjoy more of a temperate climate for us. I mean, we do like the heat, and we do have hot summer days throughout July and August, but, you know, the rest of the time, today we hit 91, and it was pretty, it's a dry heat. From what I understand, that's a better heat, and pretty tolerable, and it's now St. George is considered one of the fastest growing areas, and it's quite true. When we drive around any bend, there's a new neighborhood going up, and a lot of people coming from California, moving here to get away from California. Of course, we moved here to get away from northern Utah, because I say this a lot, this area, southern Utah, is only Utah by name. It definitely feels like a separate state, and I mention that a lot because I would love to connect with people who might be listening, who are in this area or looking to come into this area. I am a holistic health practitioner, and I am a homeopath, herbalist, nutritionist, and I just got certified in German New Medicine. If this is something that is interesting to you, you can look that up. You can look, I believe she has a pretty good channel on YouTube. Her name is Dr. Melissa Sell, S-E-L-L, and she is a chiropractor by trade, but has since become more of a consultant or health coach, if you want to look at it that way. She's an educator for German New Medicine, and I was trained by her colleague, Andy Lockmears, and I'm finishing up my practicum as we speak. And so I'm very interested in people who are open-minded to a different viewpoint of health. This would be that you don't actually have to take any, even a supplement. You don't have to take a supplement. You don't have to take an herbal remedy. As an herbalist, I would say to a person, you can take those to support the body, but you're not taking them to create healing. You're not forcing the physiology. You're not pressing yourself into that healing state. So with German New Medicine, this would be more of a understanding of how the body works with the psyche. And so anytime we have a big shock to the psyche, it's usually some sort of emotional shock. It can be a physical shock, of course. That can create a cascading event within the body, and that's when you notice you have a tumor or you have diabetes or something out of the blue shows up. And it's shortly after a huge shock to your system, or even, it doesn't even have to be huge. It can be just a shock to your psyche. It's really interesting. It's been around for many years. It's a very interesting concept. And if anyone is interested in that with German New Medicine, when I do get my new segment, I will be focusing more on that and the modalities that will support or that actually complement the German New Medicine concept. It is a concept. It's not anything you become a practitioner in. You're just more of a consultant. So I'm looking forward to connecting with more people who are interested in that. So please call in to the Freedomizer Radio and let us know what your thoughts are on that. I mean, of course, I'm in St. George, Utah, but these things can be done over the phone. And there aren't too many, I guess, certified practitioners. They're done in my area, but there aren't too many just even in the Utah area. And possibly not too many in even northern Utah. So sounds like you're back, Prue.
I think so.
All right. Good. Because I was just wrapping it up, so it was perfect timing.
All right. I just, if you're finishing, go ahead. I need like 30 seconds. I need to document something real quick.
Awesome. That works. And 30 seconds goes by quickly for someone like me who can easily talk about anything. I actually met with another practitioner today at my new office. I'm working for a clinic. I'm working with a clinic, I shouldn't say for, but I'm a contractor at a clinic named Free Will Healing. So Free Will would be a play on the Rush song, Free Will. And I just signed on with them. I have an office space with them, and I spoke with another practitioner there today. We met for about an hour, and she represents a company called LifeWave Patches. And I remember this company probably about almost 20 years ago, 15, maybe 20 years ago when they first came out on the scene. It's called LifeWave Patches. So LIFE Wave Patches.
Okay.
And they are considered something that works with the meridians in the body. And I remember they first came on the scene, the holistic health scene, probably 15 years ago. And I learned about them through Suzanne Summers, of all people. I don't remember how that came about, but I ended up buying them from her website and used the glutathione patches. And this practitioner and I were talking today about the many successes. She even stopped someone, actually one of my coworkers, from anaphylactic shock. So this coworker of mine is allergic to peaches. This other practitioner used the LifeWave patches to stop anaphylactic shock from coming into contact with peaches somewhere along the way. So it was really interesting, and I wanted to put that out there to anyone who might be listening to research that topic, because that is really fascinating to me. If you can create within the body a balance throughout your meridians, if you're familiar with Chinese medicine, that will make sense. And it might be something to look into for those out there who might be listening.
Do they have offices across the country, or is it just in St. George?
So this is all over the world, and it's mostly you become a representative for the company.
All right.
She's been doing it for 10 years. And so, yes, it'll be an MLM as well, because you'll have people, you can sign people up and, you know, have a line and all that stuff. If you've ever done an MLM, I mean, who hasn't, then you'll understand the process. Or you can just buy directly off of her website. And she gave me some patches to try today, and I am going to use them in conjunction with some other therapies for my husband and see how he responds. So I'm excited to try this new routine. And he's always a willing guinea pig, my husband. I guess
That you can always invite on the show in 2 weeks.
Ah, there you go. All right. I know she would totally be into that. She's quite knowledgeable and really fun to talk to.
Well, that's the rule for booking guests. If you as a co-host want to bring a guest on, book them in 2 weeks. And
all
just
right,
tell me which hour they're getting.
Excellent. I will do that. I do still have plans to bring my close friend and health guru, Jared St. Clair, on the show, but he just had a minor surgery, so he is in recovery right now. So I'm going to give him some time before I start getting him on my show.
Okay.
So I'm going to text her right now and just make sure she's available in 2 weeks. So yeah, where is there?
All right. So while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and get the – I never trained you on the switchboard here.
No, I missed out on that training, unfortunately.
Yeah. Because we're going to grab a timeout real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to have Clint Ober from earthing.com.
Excellent. Looking forward to that.
All right, so we'll be right back.
First date night in months.
I know, it's just nice to finally get out. I think we need to wear masks, or what's the protocol?
Well, I'm sure they'll let us know, honey.
All right. Table for two for Jenkins, please.
Ah, yes, I have you right here. This way, please. I'm sorry, we're closed. Please evacuate immediately.
Evacuate?
Are we in danger?
But of course, we're all in terrible danger, and we're all going to die. I'm sorry, false alarm. Table for two, did you say?
What's going on?
COVID restrictions. They change by the second these days. Isn't it wonderful?
No.
Keeping us safe, many erratic restrictions at a time. Oh, there's one now. Masks on, please.
Oh, there's your answer.
You must have missed the fine print.
You gotta be kidding me. Caesar!
All right, we'll put them on.
Caesar.
Table for two, right this way. Oh, don't go near him.
Don't we need to social distance or something?
Don't be absurd. This isn't 2020. We have more sophisticated means of distancing.
This is humiliating.
Oh. All of this stuff is covered in COVID.
What? You're soaked in it.
Do we have COVID now?
What do we do? What do we do? Ah! Is that what the CDC says to do? Water washes it off or something?
I just wanted you to calm down. Here are your menus. Today's special is the Chateaubriand with fingerling potatoes and hand sanitizer reduction.
But what about those masks and cones? You said they were soaked in COVID.
I'll give you a few moments to look over the menu.
What are we going to do? This is nuts.
Should we go? I want to leave.
I don't think he's going to let us. Jacqueline!
Ah!
What did you just do to me?
I gave you the vaccine, of course. It's a chef's special. Little Pfizer, little Moderna. Compliments the house.
What is wrong with you, man? I got the vaccine. I'm vaccinated.
Yes, me too. I'm vaccinated too. No need to get me.
Honey.
Ah! You can't treat people like this.
Actually, according to the CDC, yes, I can. Have you had a chance to look at the menu?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
New restrictions say you can't look directly at anything that could possibly contain COVID.
Like this? I can't read it. I'll take the salmon with it. Caesar!
Just give me a filet. Freaking eyewash station. We need to leave and we need to leave now.
Oh, but I kind of wanted my salmon.
I'm fine! All right, on your feet! You're coming with me! Let's go! Come on!
What is going on?
Oh, him? He was unvaccinated. Time to eat. However, I was informed the latest guidance is you must wear a mask while eating.
What?
Not a gas mask this time.
No, how are we supposed to eat with a mask over our faces?
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Masks on. And another! And another triple mask, and another one, one more, yes, yes, more masks, another one, we're masking to the break of dawn, yes, mask, 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 and now, you may eat. Good, very good.
That does it! This is insanity! I'm eating like a normal person! Stop that!
I'm just following the science.
Please take a pouch.
Arr!
my table?
Let it go!
Hey! Let her go, man!
Why are you doing this?
I'm keeping you safe! Grandma killer! Great news. All restrictions have been lifted. There must have been an election or something. Can I offer you some dessert?
Is my husband still alive? Check, please.
I'll comp your check.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Haven't been around in a while. Wendy moved over to Mondays, although they're going to swap next week, where Amanda's going to do Monday, and Wednesday will be with Wendy again. But right now we have from earthing.com, we have the founder of the grounding concept here. We have Clint Ober joining us here. Thank you again for finding your way to our show here tonight, sir.
Hey. Happy to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. And we got your package. I didn't expect that, so thank you. I have a new job, and I've been working during the day or training during the day. I haven't had a chance to utilize anything yet, but I'll do my product review over the weekend.
Cool. That'd be great.
So
I think you'll like them. I think you'll like them.
Okay. My wife was excited, so that was cool.
Well, that's what counts.
Yes. So Amanda is my new Wednesday co-host. You met Wendy last time, and she moved over to Mondays. So this is Amanda from St. George, Utah. I had the pleasure of interviewing Amanda personally for this show opening. So we got to meet once and she's excited to learn more about you. So I told her you were on the show and she was excited. So I'm going to let her ask a lot of stuff here at some point. I guess we should probably, after she says hello, just give a quick overview of how you got into this and we'll go from there. But Amanda, I know you want to say hi.
Oh, I am so excited. I was pleasantly surprised when Proof said you were on the show today. I watched your documentary probably shortly after it was released and immediately ordered a small mat. I was working in an office and was concerned about my ability to stay grounded because I was around so much electronics and I've been a lifelong insomniac, and anything to help me stay grounded is so beneficial so that I can at least relax and go to sleep at night. So I used that small mat at the office, and then I ended up just putting it more under my husband than myself, but I think it was just too small and it just kept sliding off the bed. So Anyway, long story short, I would love to order a bed-size device. But
sure.
Other than that, I mean, it really did that whole concept of earthing was very beneficial for me. And I do spend plenty of time outside with my bare feet on the ground so that I can feel as though I am basically I'm just releasing the pent-up electricity within my body. Is that basically how that would work for me? For someone like me, I would be able to stand on the ground and release some of that excess?
Well, that's one way of saying it. Bottom line is, you know, as you go through the day, you are exposed to a lot of static electricity that builds up on your body, you know, from walking on carpets and shoes and all that. And then you do have the environmental noise from EMFs and so on. But the real issue is when you know, all day long, you're, I have to kind of tell a story first. I guess we got a little time, so I'll tell it.
Yes,
I was raised in Montana, and I grew up as a cowboy, outdoor cowboy type. And what that meant is you sat on a horse all day and you rode just rode around with the herd, made sure that the herd was in good shape. If you saw a calf or something or a cow that was bawling or not happy or, you know, there's something wrong with it, you put it in the pen, and then you go ride the pasture and find out if there's any, you know, if the grass is too short, the water, you check the water, make sure it's good, make sure there's no weeds in the pasture, and so on and so on. But the idea is to, if you keep the pasture clean and pristine, the cows will be happy and healthy, and then you can make some money at the end of the year. If they get sick along the way, you have to call the vet on the bank and hand them the keys and say, you guys are in charge because you get all the money now. but anyhow, that's kind of my background a little bit. But anyhow, some years when I was out there doing that, there would be an infestation of jackrabbits. And what that means is there would be just jackrabbits everywhere. But at night when you're driving down the road, it looks like this is in Montana where it's kind of deserty. But it would look like there was water out there. There were so many jackrabbits that the reflection off of their eyes looked like water. But anyhow, during the day you would watch the jackrabbits and they're sitting there eating grass like they normally do. That's all they do is eat grass. But anyhow, coyotes. They're always trying to sneak up on a rabbit coyotes eat rabbits. But anyhow, 90% of the time, you know, when a coyote gets close and the jackrabbit senses the coyote, then it springs into the air. I mean, the cortisol, the body is just flooded with cortisol. And it springs into the air and it zigzags back and forth across the pasture. And the coyote, he's running trying to catch him. But 90% of the time, the coyote would run out of energy first, and then he'd just lay down. And then the jackrabbit, he'd run just a little bit further, but he'd always keep his eye on the coyote. But he'd sit there and be, you know, quivering and shaking. And then after a few minutes, he'd have a visceral, you know, a big shake. And then he'd go back to eating grass like nothing ever happened. And the reason I tell that story is to answer your question. Women especially, they get up in the morning and jumping out of a bed that's full of static electricity and going walking on carpet, doing whatever, trying to get the kids ready to get off to school and all the things goes on with that, or the husband off to work and so on, and then she's got to take care and clean up, do whatever. Then she's got to get herself ready to go. So anyhow, every time that, like, the kids aren't doing something right, well, then your cortisol spikes, or your husband says something off the wall, your cortisol spikes, or your static electricity comes up, your cortisol spike. So anyhow, then you get in a car and you drive to work or do whatever you do, and again, you're jumping into a car and static electricity being created on your body while you drive. You don't sense this. The only time you ever sense static electricity is when there's a spark, and that's about 5,000 volts. So anything below 3,000, you don't really feel it. It just puts the tension, makes your body tense. And so anyhow, then you get to work and you go to work and you're working in an office. And I'm speaking generally here, but so you're sitting on a chair that's got plastic floor and mat underneath of it. You got fluorescent lights and whatever around. And so your body's being charged with all kinds of EMF type stuff. And then you have your employees and so on and so on, or customers. Every time, you know, it's like a woman goes to the mailbox, opens the mailbox, there's a bill in, you get a cortisol spike because it's a fight or flight response. So anytime there's something in your life that stresses you or gets your attention or, you know, just all these little things, they elevate cortisol, kind of like in the jackrabbit. So what I try to tell women at the end of the day is you have no choice after you get home. I mean, you've got to ground out the coyote juice, meaning all day long your body has been, small spikes of cortisol, and the cortisol builds up. And as time goes on, you become anxious and irritable, sometimes even depressed. And then if you live in a chronically elevated sympathetic state or where there's a lot of cortisol, then you end up getting pain, you can't sleep, and just all kinds of chaos that goes on in your life. So the whole idea there is, think of it all as coyote juice. I mean, it's spiking your cortisol. That's what the coyote does to the rabbit. And anyhow, so the rabbit just sat there after the chase ended, and he kind of shook it all off a little bit, and then all of a sudden, he had this big shake, and what happened was he grounded out all of the stress and inflammation that was created in the body from the chase. And there's no static electricity out there, but anyhow, that's what happened to you. Anytime you get grounded, it drains it reduces the inflammation in your body, which calms your sympathetic nervous system, which calms the cortisol down, and then your circulation improves, your demeanor changes, your pain diminishes, and you feel better, and you're happy. And if you're a little older, then you have to ground yourself at night because, you know, during sleep is when the body heals and restores itself. And you have to get good sleep. If you don't get good sleep, then it impacts your day, and then your cortisol gets off, and it's all related to cortisol and stress, and whether it's EMF or static electricity, or just another person in the room that upsets you, or you got a bill in the mailbox that you weren't expecting.
Wow.
Anyhow,
I don't know if that answered. That was a great explanation. I actually never had made the connection between the constant cortisol spikes and the need for the grounding or the earthing. That's a new connection for me, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. That's the number one thing it does, is it reduces the inflammation in your body that's created by, you know, chronically elevated cortisol. And then there's more to it than that. Your sympathetic nervous system, which usually tries to dampen the cortisol, the fight-or-flight responses. I mean, they function with, you know, your adrenals and hormones, but they have a limited supply of hormones, and if you stay stressed for too long, then you exhaust your adrenals, and then the cortisol gets worse, and you feel more pain, you feel more anxiety, more irritability, and you want to go kill somebody.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're telling me earthing would help prevent, I guess, act prophylactically for adrenal fatigue then?
Well, yes. Because, you know, if you're grounded, whenever you get cortisol spikes or whatever, the adrenaline goes up and you're going to, that's a normal phenomenon. That's how we got here. I mean, all animals, you know, all living things, we have a fight or flight mechanism, and it just keeps us on guard and keeps us. The cortisol is to give you enough energy so that you can make a decision. To fight or to flight, or to fight or run. But what the adrenals do is they release just enough hormones to dampen that cortisol effect to give you a few seconds or a few minutes to make a decision that you need to run or you need to fight or you don't need to. And but when that becomes exhausted and your adrenals are fatigued, then the cortisol just runs rampant. The anxiety, irritability comes up, pain comes up. Pain creates more anxiety, more cortisol, more stress, more anxiety, and it's just a vicious circle. So, yeah, it's really important. Grounding, I can't tell you how important it is. Just to, if you can't do anything else at the end of the day, just find a spot where you can go outdoors, take your shoes off, or just sit barefoot for a half hour or longer at a time, and it'll drain all of that inflammation out of your body, and you'll feel better.
Excellent. And so say it's the middle of winter and there's snow on the ground and you're not able to find a place to put your feet on the grass or on some dirt. What's an option for that situation?
Well, one option is you can always go create a little sandbox, put a lid on, and
yeah.
Then go out and, you know, if it's snowing and cold, put your feet in the sand because your feet will warm up as soon as you get grounded. And but anyhow, the outdoors, there's not a lot you can do except on the sunny side of the house. Keep shovel the snow away a little bit and create a little spot. Other than that, indoors, if you have a home that's older, it has the original metal type plumbing, then, like a bathtub and so on, but taking a warm bath at night is very good grounding because the drain at the bathtub is usually metal and usually grounded out to the earth or the cold water pipe is. And so other than that, if you have a hearth at a fireplace, sometimes they're grounded, the bricks. Other than that, that's why we came up with these products. The last thing I ever want to do in my life is to sell a product. And but as we were doing our studies, in the early days when we recognized that grounding affected pain, then when we were doing the studies, we had to create ground planes or ways to ground people in order to measure the biological effects that were occurring in the body and the reduction of pain. So the first one we used was just a patch, an electrode patch, like you take an EKG with, and an 18-foot coil cord, and you just plug it into the ground portion of your electrical outlet because it's grounded out to the earth. And so then what happens is the earth is negatively charged with free electrons, and so the electrons come up the ground wire, up the coil cord, into the patch, and into your body. And so your body draws enough electrons from the earth to equalize with earth potential, meaning you would have the same amount of electron charge as the earth itself. And so anyhow, the first product we used was just an EKG patch and coil cords to kind of, because it was simple and readily available. And that was the only way during the day we could ground people, because otherwise they're moving around, you have to hard ground them. So anyhow, that became a product for acute injury, acute pain, and so on. But then in some of our subsequent studies, we created little mats. They were like 12 inches by 30 inches, 12 inches wide, 30 inches long, and they're a carbon face, and they have a snap on. You connect them to a ground cord, and then you can sit on them, sleep on them, stand on them, do anything you want with them, put them on a desk and use them for a keyboard, mouse pad and so on. But that product, again, we had to have a way to ground people in order to measure their effects. But as we did the studies, people wanted to keep the pads, or they come back later and wanted them for their relatives. And so it was an accidental business all the way. And then we ended up, one day when it started to turn into getting a lot of requests, we had to stop and think and say, well, what's the best thing we can do for people? Get on their lifestyles, because if they have to do anything out of the ordinary or out of their own routine, they will only comply for a few days, and then they'll go back to the old whatever. So anyhow, we thought it out, and we said, well, the best time for anyone to be grounded is during sleep, because that's when the body heals and restores. It's when it recovers. So you can get up and have energy and go fight the bear for another day. So anyhow, we designed we're doing a sleep study, so we designed a sleep mat that can go on the mattress and just fits right on the mattress, or you can put it under the sheet and put the sheet over the top of it, but just lays on the mattress. You connect it to the coil cord one time, plug it into the outlet one time, and then every night thereafter, you do the same thing you always do. Just come home, get in bed, and go to sleep. No work, no extra thought, no trips. So that's how the products came into being. We have a simple sleep mat, and then we have mats that are the size of most beds, and then we have what we call the universal mat, the one you were talking about earlier, and so that's really that's the only other option we have at this point. It's kind of odd that we have to try to ground ourselves artificially, because 60 years ago, most of us never wore shoes. We were barefoot, or we wore leather-soled shoes. And it was in the late 1950s that we invented plastics. The first thing we did in the early 60s was all the shoes, they started putting rubber soles or these synthetic soles on shoes, because now everybody could afford shoes. But they were cheap to make and all that kind of stuff. Where leather shoes, if it were rained out, you had to take them off and carry them so they didn't get wet, because it would ruin them. And so barefoot was our normal lifestyle. But again, I'm from Montana. Maybe in the big cities they did things differently. I don't know. But anyhow, so really that's in 1960, about the time we started wearing shoes, 90% of the visits to a general practitioner were for acute injury, somebody broke a leg or something, childbirth, or infectious disease. Today, 99% of all visits to a practitioner are for an inflammation-related health disorder. So the whole work that we've done over the last 20 years, 23 years, was to validate the fact that when the body is grounded, you can't have pain. And you can't have pain you have to have inflammation before you can have pain. Pain means you have inflammation, your body's on fire. So our thesis behind all of this in the early days was, well, you can't have charge in a grounded object. That's why we ground refrigerators, computers, and all of our home things. And so that's kind of how the products, that's why. But, I mean, grounding, what we found is grounding is essential. If you are not grounded, you have anxiety, irritability, you have exhausted adrenals, you have chronic aches, chronic pains, and you don't sleep well. And if you go for an extended period of time, you end up with fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, cancer, even autism is a inflammation-related health disorder. But Alzheimer's, all of these health disorders, these modern health disorders, are inflammation-based. You can't have inflammation in your human body when it's grounded. So anyhow, that's the concept, and that's how we got to the products. But anyhow, it's your turn. Ask me questions.
I've been loving it. No, I'm glad you were able to go through all of that, because I it makes a lot of sense, and I've been taking some mental notes here. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Proof and I were talking about the fact that I'm a school teacher, and so with a lot of my students with, you know, behavioral issues, I guess if we want to go that direction, that certain things will, So the lights that we have in the room, and we are actually a school that does not do computers, so we are no screens at my school, and this is a private school, so it's a nice difference between that and, say, public school, which relies screens for every student. So we are doing things the old-fashioned way. We do handwriting. They're learning cursive, things that aren't focused on in public school anymore. And I have noticed that, say, shutting off the lights and different things, I'll have some students who just automatically want to take their shoes off when they're outside and tumbling around and just you know, hanging on to trees and those kinds of things. Obvious to me that certain students just naturally know that that's what they need. This is a natural thing for children to want to. They just want to roll around in the grass. They want to do somersaults. It makes sense. And I was curious, is there anything else that it might be man-made, but it also is a good conductor for grounding? You had mentioned your products, which, you know, I have a mat, and I plug that into the wall, of course, but I'm not sure if you're on cement or something like that. Have you noticed any other thing, any other, I guess, product that you could stand on that has similar effects for grounding?
Well, well, concrete, you know, your patio, sidewalks, driveways, as long as they're not, you know, 100 degrees, so you can stand on, they're conductive and they're grounded. So sitting on the back porch on a chair with your bare feet on the patio, you're grounding it out. Spray just a little bit of water, or spritz a little bit of water around you, it'll even be more effective. But there's not a lot that I can think of other than, you know, metal, and, you know, metal is tough to work with indoors. But there are some conductive carpets. You can Google, I think, ESD, electrostatic discharge, ESD carpets or anti-static carpets, and they come in. I think they come in 24 by 24 inch tiles, and you can lay them down. You put a piece of copper underneath them and lay them down, or glue them down, or just whatever. And so that's a form of grounding. And I can tell you a little bit about the tiles. And speaking of schools, one of the schools, elementary schools up in the high desert, in Victorville, California, we did a bunch of research there. And if you saw the movie, some of the teachers there were in the movie. So what we did is we would ground the teachers. Whenever the teachers would get close to being terminated because of whatever issues, the union would, you know, try to give them one last chance. And so anyhow, they would get a bunch of people in the community to come together and support these teachers and whatever. But anyway, so we contributed to that a lot. And so we've given grounding products. And some of them had such remarkable recoveries or turnarounds because their lives are it's tough being a teacher, especially in a public school. But anyhow, so we started grounding these teachers, and they had really, really good results. And then eventually they started sneaking grounding products into the school. And so anyhow, they found out about it. And so I went to the school, and I told them what we were doing and what I could do. And I said, if you want to experiment, I'll do it for you. And so they had what they called a calming room. This is where these kids were, a lot of them were on the spectrum. And, you know, they they get wired up and they get all electrified. And it's really static electricity as much as anything. Their whole body is just, they're just electrified is the word. And they explode, you know. So anyhow, we carpeted this one room with this conductive ESD tile. And then we made a bunch of bean bags out of the material that the sleep mats are made out of, kind of like that rubber mat that you have, except thinner. And so we made bean bags out of it, and so we just put them on the floor. We didn't have to have cords, because as long as they were touching the carpet, then they were grounded. So then they would send the kids in there when they were acting up. And so it really was a remarkable experience, really beneficial for the kids. But what was interesting along the way is some of those kids at recess, and again, these are kids on the spectrum, and during recess, they would go out. After recess, the teachers would have to go out and find them. And they were always in the back of the school where there's two or three bushes, and they'd be huddled up in the bushes. There's no grass on those on that campus. It was all concrete schools, but there were these little trees back there. And so they would go bring them in, and that's why... That's kind of how this got started. And then we eventually started just putting grounded yoga mats in this in the classroom, grounded to the electrical. And then the kids, once they figured out what they were, whenever they were about to, you know, have a breakdown, or whatever you want to call that, they would just go over and lay on it by themselves. And when they felt better, they would come back. So these kids automatically know this. But all of these kids, you know, ADD, ADHD, all this kind of stuff, these kids are wearing tennis shoes all day. They're walking on all too often carpets in schools, and then they've got the fluorescent lights raining down. These kids are traumatized, electrified, and they don't even know what's going on. They just want to scream, and that's why all the chaos in the schools. So I'm glad to hear that, you know. So, yeah, it's really important to get these kids grounded as much as you can, get the shoes off, and wear shoes on purpose. You know, there's glass in the street, you know.
Right, exactly.
I know you can't get away with that in school sometimes, but it's really, really important. The kids automatically take a child, you know, a young kid, and there's a puddle of water. What does he do? He goes over, kicks the shoes off, and wants to splash and crawl and, you know, jump around in the water. And you'd be grounded after, you know, when it rains and stuff. But it's innate. Kids know what they need. But parents, you know,
yes.
Get them shoes on. Get them shoes on. They'll get sick. No, it's just the opposite.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It is just the opposite. And to be honest, and I'm not, so I'm outing myself here. I'm not one that makes my students put their shoes on because, well, I'm a barefoot type of person. And so I kick my shoes off every chance I get as well. And so when my certain students want to do that, I don't say a thing. I just don't acknowledge it and let them have it. I would love to have grounding yoga mats. That would be incredibly helpful in any classroom. What a brilliant idea. You're feeling like you're about ready to have a meltdown. Go lie on the mat for a few until you feel better, and then you can come back and join us when you are ready. I love that idea. And so have you noticed that within your field that it's becoming, I guess, more recognized, or that people are becoming more aware of the importance of connecting with nature? We, as we know it, it's grounding, but maybe they're just thinking, I need to get away from the classroom or the four walls or my office or the car or whatever it is. And they want to be outside. Do you find that there is more awareness of that importance now?
Oh, we, hold on, we lost him for a minute. There we go.
Oh.
All right, sorry about that, Clint. I've been,
okay.
Amanda, at some point, I think I want to answer this before Clint gets in, because
okay.
I've been quiet for a good half hour here, so... I've interviewed Clint maybe 10 times, so I don't mind letting you jump in and ask away here. But I will say, in addition to what Clint is doing with the raising awareness for grounding, that barefoot is legal, working simultaneously to raise awareness of the barefoot lifestyle, I think is working hand in hand to enhance what each other is doing.
Yeah, I promote barefoot all the time. And that's the number one thing I recommend. It's free. It's healthy.
Yes, I agree. That's how Creep and I met, actually, was his Facebook group, the Barefoot is Legal, and it came across my feed in 2020 when the masks were a thing and people were saying, oh, wearing a mask in a grocery store is the same thing as wearing your shoes in a grocery store. You just have to do it. And this is, and we know that's not true. So it was just a great epiphany of, actually, no, that's unhealthy. Wearing shoes is unhealthy, and definitely cutting off your breathing with a mask is extremely unhealthy.
Yep.
So, yes. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Yeah, so people hear about grounding, and then they're saying, oh, I hate wearing shoes. I wish I didn't have to wear them, and then that's where I come in, and they find out who Barefoot is Legal is, and we can either send them to earthing.com or barefootislegal.org, or they join the Facebook group. But what I don't like to see is people say, I hate shoes, and then it's like next, 4 seconds later, they're already on to something else. And I'm that person that says, no, wait a second. You said you hate shoes. We're with you. Check out what I recommend. And it's that extra voice, I guess, and being professional and showing them something that they're telling you they're interested. So why wouldn't you give them a link?
Yep.
Agreed.
That's just how I look at it. In sales, you call that, why would you leave money on the table?
Well, I agree.
So that's why we're effective. I'm not the greatest salesman, but I'm not selling a product. All I'm doing is saying, hey, you're interested in something. Let me give you a link for more information. So if nobody else is doing that, then I guess I'm the leader by default. But I don't have any magic elixir to grow our group other than showing our stuff one by one to people.
Well, that's what I did for 23 years to bring grounding around. It's just take a lot of walking and talking. And it's a challenge,
monkey see, monkey do, though, because the more people that are exposed to our missions, that means that they're going to try it, then other people will see it.
Yeah, the thing I found is women pretty much, they know, I mean, they like to be barefoot, period. You watch them in their lifestyles, you know, they get in the car, oftentimes they all kick their shoes off. They get to work sitting at a desk, they'll kick their shoes off. But they come home, the first thing they want to do is lose the shoes. And the guys are a lot tougher. I mean, they don't want anybody to see their feet or smell their feet. And it's really hard to get them to go barefoot.
Oh, that is so interesting. So that's a guy thing? I didn't know that. I mean, my husband keeps his – he wears socks with his sandals. So I did – that's so interesting. I didn't realize it was a guy thing.
I don't understand it, but people have been yelled at their entire lives that you always have to have your shoes on, so they're just used to it.
Yep. Yeah, we're all programmed. I mean, nobody taught us any different. It was just the opposite. In fact, when we were young, being able to go and get shoes was a big deal. I mean, you know, that was like, oh my goodness, you know. when they became affordable. before that, I remember that when I was young, whatever shoes I wore, I had to take care of them because my brother, younger brother, was going to get them next when my foot grew too much. You know, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy what we've done.
That is interesting.
The only thing you can do, what I've done, the thing that helped with educating people about earthing is, like, we would have the David Wolf longevity shows where we would have some years 1,000 people, some 1,500 at a time for 3 days at a seminar at an event. And we'd also do it the similar thing at the Deepak Chopra events, but they were a little smaller. But yeah, we would lay down a grounded carpet or we would run a ground wire underneath each chair for all 1,500 people. That they could, have a little mat they could put their feet on, they could sit on, or they could use a patch. And then some years, we would take this carpet that I was telling you about, the anti-static carpet, and we would carpet the entire floor of the seating area. And so people could sit there all day long barefoot. And it was totally remarkable because when you're in one of those rooms and, you know, the air is dry and there's a lot of static electricity, there's carpet on the floor, and then all the people are moving around. Their clothing is generating static, and it's a highly charged environment. But when you ground the floor, then that doesn't exist. You have no static in the environment, and the air is cleaner, easier to breathe. Everything is different. But anyhow, when we would do those events and have people that are barefoot, they'd go out in the halls and put their shoes on and come back, and the first thing they do, they come back and get grounded again. Say, I had no idea that, you know, being barefoot was felt this good. But it's, you know, just education. This, everything we've done, just like we sell products, that was never my intention. In fact, I was the first person to ever put data over a satellite and feed it to a personal computer. I never thought in my life I'd be selling bed pads when I was retired. But anyhow, I'm 78, so I've got a long background in the communications industry. But
you're a young 78, though, because I know people that are 70 and they're broke down.
Well, yeah. Well, I think I've been grounded for 23 years.
That's true.
And I used to have a lot of pain when I was 54. I remember going outdoors one day and in the backyard and looking up in the sky and raising my hands and I said, God, why did you make my body with so much pain in it? Because I grew up on a ranch. I, you know, cowboy, skied for 30 years, played tennis for a little bit until I wrecked an ankle. And I've had back surgery, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just had a lot of chronic pain. And anyhow, when I first discovered grounding, that was the miracle of it. The pain went away. No pain. I've been grounded for all this time, and I still have good energy. I can tell you that entropy is real. I don't care how healthy you are. When you get older, you start losing things. You know, like your hearing, it gets weaker, your energy. As long as I'm grounded, if I'm walking barefoot, I used to be able to do this a lot up in the Green Valley, Green Valley Parkway and then cross streets, whatever they are. But anyhow, you could walk for 2 or 3 miles barefoot there. So because they had shaded trees and some back walkways and so on, so I could walk, you know, 3 or 4 miles barefoot without even losing wind. But if I were to put a pair of shoes on and walk on that, I'd walk a mile without losing my energy. So when you're grounded, you don't have that charge. When you're breathing oxygen and you're standing barefoot on the earth, then there's electrons on the earth that can go in and out of your body as you breathe, as your heart beats, and all your muscles, everything is electrical. So when it's grounded, you know, everything is more stable. Your blood viscosity normalizes, just everything. I can go into it, be another hour, but it just normalizes all of the electrical functioning in the body, which, you know, when you remove stress from the body, then the body, it only knows to return to normal. And you know, to give you an idea, I'm losing my place here somewhere, but I don't know that I have one. But anyhow, like in the wild, animals who live in the wild, they have none of these modern health disorders. They don't have autism, lupus, MS, cardiovascular disease, cancer. They don't have any of these modern, you know, diabetes. It goes on and on. But the animals who live indoors with their owners, you know, the pets, they all develop inflammation-related health disorders, the arthritis, the diabetes, and the, you know, just it goes on and on. But the main thing is 50% of the animals who live indoors die from cancer. Well, that's the same rate as their owners. But cancer rarely exists in nature. It's hard to find cancer in nature unless, you know, we have screwed up the environment, you know, the habitat of, you know, a group or something. But anyhow, so it's really this barefoot thing is really, it's more important than I can tell anyone. But it's like the animals, they have health. Go look in nature. All you see out there is health. Go look at the people. Go sit on a corner and just watch the people walk by and watch the animals. All they have is unhealth. And everybody wants to blame it on, you know, 100 different things. But I've spent the last 23 years in producing, we have like 24, 25 peer-reviewed published studies now. And combined, they all together, you know, show you can't have inflammation when you're grounded. You can't have any of these modern health disorders unless you have inflammation for an extended period. You can't have cancer unless you have lots of chronic inflammation for many, many years. But anyhow, it's too simple. But the problem is we built this environment that we, you know, the creature comforts, the, you know, the fancy furniture, the carpets, the million-dollar homes, everything that everybody lives in today. You know, there's just nobody knew. You know, this is I'm only talking about 60 years ago that we were barefoot, period, you know, or leather. And today, now, 90%, 99% of the people wear plastic-soled shoes. And they have synthetic carpets on their floors, synthetic linoleums, glass tiles that are not conductive. So anyhow, it's kind of interesting. So, but what I try to do, being that you're a school teacher, what I've learned at 78, if I went back and told anybody anything, I said, if you want to teach people, or if you want to, you know, bring something new to market, or whether it's education or products or whatever, you have to start with the young moms and the young children. And the younger you can get, the more likelihood you'll be successful. Because it takes 20 to 40 years to introduce anything into the environment, into the consumer culture. But I spent too much time grounding people in their 60s over the last 20 years. They're all dead and gone now. Grounding certainly helped them, but they were too old, and they're too hard to get older people to change their ways or to comply. Where the young moms and the young kids, they're very receptive to grounding, and young moms especially, and young school teachers especially, they love grounding because they know that it works, and they can, you know, I would say the majority of our products that we sell are purchased by a family member and given to another family member. And but they know it works. They don't know how to explain it sometimes, but there's nothing a mom that woman that's the caregiver in the core of a family or a group of people, there's nothing that satisfies her more than to be able to help somebody. In fact, if she isn't helping somebody, she goes crazy. It's like, it's true. Women have to have a group of that they each take care of each other, and they do mentally. They take care of their mental and their physical and their just everything. But grounding is important because in 30 minutes, I mean, you know, if you have arthritis, put a patch on and 5 minutes later, the pain's gone. And as long as you stay grounded, that pain won't come back. In fact, the arthritis will never come back as long as you stay grounded. Problem is, it's hard to stay grounded. And it goes on.
So where do we find those published studies? I would be so interested in reading that and sharing it with others.
Oh, we lost him again.
Oh. Of course we did. Mercury's in retrograde.
Well, some of those should be in his book, though.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice to have the studies to show those who need the scientific view of things, because we know how it works, like he said. We don't know how it works. We just know it works. Some people love to see if there is a scientific study that shows that grounding actually does legitimately, in their view, reduce inflammation. That's impressive.
All right, let's bring Clint back in here.
Great.
Okay. You can, the other thing, you can just Google grounding or earthing in any health, you know, just first of all, if somebody has a health disorder, anybody in your family, anybody, just tell them to go to Google and type in their health disorder and then add the word inflammation. And then you'll get all the studies that confirm that those type of health disorders, even autism, is confirmed now. Autism is an inflammation-related health disorder. That was only a couple of years ago that they decided that. And diabetes is inflammation. Cancer, you can't have cancer unless you have inflammation. So anyhow, but a lot of this is on Google, and then you can Google a lot of them, just add earthing or grounding, you know, name of the disease, whatever, and then add, there's tons of information out there. But the Earthing Institute is where all of the studies are, and you can also go to PubMed and type in earthing, grounding, inflammation. It's all the same.
Okay, that's what I was curious if it would be on PubMed. Good.
Yeah, there's about $20 million worth of studies. Every study we ever produced is public, was peer-reviewed and published, and is listed on PubMed.
Wow, that's impressive when you can publish on PubMed and they leave it, especially when it comes to something that's not pharmaceutical related. So
true.
Yeah, it doesn't sell a pharmaceutical.
We're not picking on the pharmaceutical. We're just trying to help the people who don't have all the fancy health insurance and don't want all the fancy meds and don't want all the fancy stuff that goes with it. You know, I have to tell you a story. I have some friends down in Southern California, and they're a group of cardiologists. And they've been buying grounding products for almost 20 years. And many years ago, I used to have this product called a recovery bag. And it was designed for the riders in the Tour de France. So at night they would sleep in it, and it was totally conductive. It was like sleeping in a sleeping bag that was conductive. And it was really beneficial, and it really was very popular amongst the athletes. Still is. But anyhow, this cardiologist, he kept ordering them a half a dozen or a dozen at a time. And I asked him one day, I was driving by, and I said, well, I'll just get him to stop by. I'd like to meet you. And I did, and I went into his office and said, here they are, and gave him an invoice and whatever. But anyhow, I said, you know, what do you do with these? And he says, well, we just use them for the staff and everybody because, you know, to stay off the hypertension meds. And I said, well, why don't you give them to your clients and your patients? He says, he put his hand on my shoulder, and he says, son, look, he pointed at the door in front of the office, and he says, every time somebody walks through that door, he says, first of all, I've got to run tests. I mean, they're worth like up to $10,000 just in running tests to find out what's wrong with them and then to get them on script. And he says, if I don't get them on script, they're going to go to somebody else. So I got to hook them and get them on script. And he said, I can't tell people who come in to go home, take their shoes off, and get well for free. He said, look around
right.
here. There's all these offices. There's people in those offices. There's nurses. There's techs. There's other cardiologists. I'm married to a woman who's married to a doctor who wants to live like she's married to a doctor. I have a big house. I have all the overhead. I still have school. So these people are frozen. And, I mean, they're needed. I mean, you absolutely need them. But they're, our culture is, we created this culture. I mean, doctors and clinics and stuff, they're no different than a car lot or a grocery store. They're a business. They're not interested in making, I mean, they'll take care of you for urgent care surgery, all that stuff's great. Infectious disease, acute injury, childbirth, that's what they're good at. The rest of it is make-believe stuff, I think, because pills, pharmaceuticals, that's all done with the computer. This symptom, that symptom, this symptom, okay, this is the pill you can have. Nobody knows the people. Nobody knows their living environment. Nobody knows there's psychological stresses they might have. So we don't have doctors anymore like we used to have. We have clinics, and we run people through them, and it's, I'm not picking on doctors. I'm just saying that we have created a nightmare scenario where we're not in the healthcare business or prevention. We are in what they call a palliative care. Here are the drugs that will help you cope until you die. And they don't have to worry about new business because there's somebody to replace them. It's about making money, unfortunately. And it's just the way it is. I can't change it. The only thing I can do is help young moms take better care of themselves and their kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's free. Take your shoes off.
Free. Yep. No money in taking your shoes off.
No. There is no money in it. But it's very profound, very effective. I could go on. I could go on. It's like there's these huge fertility clinics. And I only knew about this because of a couple of people we grounded. But some people spend their lives, years trying to conceive. And they can't. And it's very expensive to play with that stuff. But, being a cowboy and having... cowboy logic. I remember one time when I was a kid, my uncle used to raise mink. And back in those days, it was fashionable. Not anymore, but it was then. But anyhow, when the mink were in, when it's time to breed them, my uncle would say, you guys can't get anywhere close to the mink houses, whatever. Because if you scare one of them, then they won't conceive. And I didn't think too much about that. But then if you look in nature, no animal will conceive if they have elevated cortisol, if they have elevated fight or flight, or if there's lack of food, lack of water, there's things. But this is a natural thing. So what we learned was when some of the ladies first got grounded within 30 days, they conceived. And that was okay for the ones who wanted to. There were a few that really didn't plan on that, but... I'm reluctant to talk about it, but it just goes to show how we have medicinized everything, But nature, health is the body's most natural state. If you don't have health, then something is interfering with your immune system's ability to maintain health. The number one thing that causes inflammation is the immune system itself because it's no longer naturally grounded. And so it creates reactive oxygen, which burns up pathogens and damaged cells. And if you don't have enough free electrons or ground to reduce those excess radicals, then they start oxidizing healthy tissue. Then the immune system sends more white blood cells to release more reactive oxygen, which creates, that's what feeds the fire of inflammation. So, but anyhow, so something, if you have any pain, any health disorder, I don't care who you are, then you have inflammation, and this inflammation is interfering with your body's ability to maintain normal health, meaning if you have inflammation, your immune system is fighting the inflammation or fighting whatever toxins that are in the air or whatever, rather than being able to just do its normal job of taking care of all the inner workings and everything that goes on in the body. So, but anyhow, health is your most natural state. You have to work long and hard in order to have unhealth.
Right. That makes sense. And, you know, I'm an herbalist and a nutritionist, and my view on things such as go to buy a vitamin C supplement is almost the same as just going to the pharmaceutical to supplement or to replace something. It seems to me like earthing would be nature's most potent antioxidant.
Well, it is. That's, you know, that's what it does, is it reduces radicals. An oxidant is an oxidative, meaning oxidative. It's a molecule that's short of electron, and that's what gives it the ability to oxidize a pathogen or whatever. If you are grounded and your body is at earth potential, but your body is flooded with free electrons, these free electrons can immediately reduce these radicals. So a free electron is an antioxidant. So earth itself is the primary, it's your primal antioxidant.
Yeah.
Yeah, all through nature, all through time, yeah. So it is. And that's, you know, that's important to understand. That's what's hard to understand, because we have a pain, and then we think, well, you know, I need an Advil, or I'm short on Advil, or something, you know. And it's not. It's pain is your body telling you that you're telling you your body's on fire. Get me out of here. Stop it. Stop the pain. You know, put the fire out. Because as soon as the pain stops, I mean, as soon as the inflammation stops, pain disappears. Pain is a signal that you have inflammation. There's nothing else that causes pain other than an acute injury.
Right.
Inflammation is the only thing. But yeah, I'll tell you another story about your vitamin D. I remember in the early days, another one of my uncles owned the veterinary livestock, or the, you know, livestock supply, the veterinary supply, and the house up in Billings, Montana. And anyhow, in the early days, you know, everybody had a lot of cattle country up there, cattle and oil. That's all there was. But in the early days, you know, they started, the sale people would come around with these supplement type things. And my uncle always said, you know, do not feed these things to your cattle, because the first thing it's going to do is it's going to screw up the gut bacteria. Because vitamin B, for instance, is produced by gut bacteria. And if you start taking vitamin D, then first of all, they're going to end up with diarrhea or whatever. Then they're going to adapt to it. And then from then on, you have to feed them vitamin D, because now you shut down the normal process in their body that produces vitamin D. So taking all of these supplements, they are stressors, because your body synthesizes and produces most everything. If you just give it some good food and water and some sunshine and ground, you know, it's automatic. Earth is automatic. Health is automatic. But when you start intercepting and doing a lot of these alternative things, yeah, you're correct. I mean, you're disturbing a natural process. But you really start with fresh water. Start with some fresh food. Start, you know, spending a little bit more time in sunshine. We live in homes that don't, you know, we don't have sunshine anymore, so our vitamin D is challenged.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with everything you just said. Could not agree more. That is so amazing.
Cool. I have a cohort out there. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of those supplements that we get, say if you're going to supplement vitamin C or vitamin D or anything like that, and even though vitamin D is a hormone, it's always synthesized. It's always been processed in a plant. It's always come from a manufacturing process. And yeah. Isn't it better to, like you said, get the fresh food, the fresh air, fresh water?
Yeah.
Let the body do what it's meant to do. If you can bring it into that homeostasis, it will strive and thrive to be in that space.
There you will find health.
Yes.
That's why I'm 78 and can still walk 5 miles, 3 miles. I don't walk 5 miles. It's too hot here anymore. It's too hot in Vegas now to walk.
Are you in Vegas now?
I am right now in Henderson, yeah.
Oh.
Getting ready for a road trip to... I'm always doing conventions or seminars.
I didn't know you were in town. I would love to hang out again. I think it's our turn to buy dinner this time.
Well, we can do that one of these days before too long.
Okay.
July is when I plan to, my birthday is around the 14th. I plan to try to stay home a little bit throughout July. So that would be a good time to touch base.
So, Amanda, if we have a planned ahead Saturday, maybe you could drive down and come meet him as well.
I would love that. I'm only about 2 hours away, so that would be wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She's in St. George.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places, going over, playing around up in the Zion and Bryce and hiking out.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, there's so much to do here, and it's pretty impossible to stay out of nature. Even in the heat for me, I love to be in the environment and just enjoy every plant and every rock and every body of water. It's just incredible here. So I'd love to have you come this way as well.
Well, I plan on doing that. I like to go up and just take a pup tent and just find a nice little campground and sleep on the ground.
Awesome. Under the stars. That's one of my favorite aspects of living where I do is I actually get to see the stars. I came from northern Utah where I hadn't seen a starry night for years. Too much light pollution, of course, and...
Yep.
Too much air pollution, and here in St. George area, starry nights quite often. Lovely.
Yep. No, it's a whole different experience.
Agreed.
Well, I'll have to get with you off air before you leave town. I would like to see if we can have a meetup for our nonprofit. This way, our local members can meet you, and who knows, maybe somebody needs a book.
You never know.
Well, I figure that's the best thing we can do is
if
we can get some of our members that know who you are and they want to learn more about the lifestyle, that you're a subject matter expert, I'm a subject matter expert, let's get these people grounded.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay.
Got to get them grounded. All right.
Yes. So any last-minute stuff before we ride off in the sunset here and we go back to doing what we normally do?
No, not really. Just good to be on the show and visit. Nice to meet you, Amanda, and I hope to meet you later. And, it's fun to share. So.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you giving us an hour and change of your time here. So, like I said, I'll get with your assistant and see what your schedule looks like, and you said before June 14th or July 14th?
It'd be around July 14th, before or after. That's when I'm planning on being here for a while because of the holiday, and it's my birthday, July 14th.
Okay. Well, my wife is the 26th of July, so and she's leaving...
Cool.
She's leaving out of town at the end of June, so let's get something set up before she goes out of town.
Okay, I'll see what we can do, all right?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Namaste. Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, so let's grab a timeout real quick since we haven't done that yet. We haven't done it in a while, I guess. So I'll go ahead and handle the break, and we'll talk in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hey there! Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow! Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on! Forever!
That feels like mixed messages.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world. Or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to.
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance.
And for all you anti-science conspiracy believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun.
Get the vaccine or die.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wire Rizap. I am here to represent Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in the Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your rashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne CompeteTube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Weizsäcker Suicide Pod. Thank you.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Just over an hour left together here, so we have Amanda, we have Proof. We could have you as well if you want to be part of the show. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press the 1 button on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation. So, Amanda, that was your first time talking to Clint, so hopefully it was all right.
Oh, it was great. I feel like I learned a few excellent bits of information, and I love to take that in and implement it into my own life.
So hopefully this will talk you into going barefoot a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I haven't. Well, I take it back. I did have my shoes on earlier today, but yes, I didn't have them on until I had to walk across some hot asphalt. I decided I had to go back across, back and forth across the parking lot. I ought to have them on. So, you know, I
I'm not arguing with you. That's your own choice. I'm not in the conversion business.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I actually have been a barefoot kind of girl. It was really interesting what he had said about women, and I just naturally as a child always had my shoes off. I used to lose them all the time, and luckily my parents weren't obsessive about it, so I was always climbing trees and running around, and just, you know, I stepped on a few wasps and bees in my day, but I remember gouging the bottom of my foot climbing a tree once, but other than that, I mean, I hardly ever wore my shoes all through my teen years as well. I'd go to the grocery store everywhere, no shoes, and, you know, it's only been over the last few years of, I guess, in my adulthood that I started having to wear them, or what I felt like I had to in workplaces and such.
So we're hoping that one day we could see you going barefoot into a business and you share on the Barefoot is Legal forum.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I would totally do that. I'd do it tomorrow if I remember.
All right, yeah, just
waiting
on you.
I hope I can remember to take a video. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a video. Just a selfie is fine, or even just telling us where you went is even okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
By the way, is Misfits Market in your area by any chance?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I order every week.
Okay. Because we have both the Misfits and the Imperfect Foods.
Right. I remember you telling me that. And you say they offer a little there's some variation between the two. Is that right?
Yeah. I like Misfits a little bit better because I think the prices are a little bit better and they have more of the organic type produce. But Imperfect Foods has organic, but they also have some conventional produce. But Imperfect Foods has a lot more stuff.
Oh, good to know.
So I'm not saying that Imperfect Foods is bad. They do have a fair share of everything else they have is organic. Don't let me fool you. Whereas there are some things that Misfits sells that is not organic. But
it's
just two different grocery stores, that's all. You'll find something better at one and something better at the other, so it's okay.
Yeah, makes sense. I have a select few items that I order every week from Misfits, unless they happen to be sold out, and I get things like avocados and cauliflower and things that normally, you're going to get them and they're going to be smaller or misshapen or whatever, and they're typically pretty dang great. So I've never been disappointed yet. Well, I take that back. There have been a couple of times. I just got a watermelon from them last week, and it was fairly mushy, but, it makes a fine watermelon juice.
Yeah, there was once where I had this I was supposed to get a pound of apples for like $1.49, and I got one really dinky apple that looked like a crab apple. And I'm like, I'm not paying $1.50 for this. And they just immediately just took it off and didn't ask any other questions.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
So far, yeah. Agreed. And I get my onions from them and white onions, purple onions, and green onions, and broccoli whenever they
I haven't bought green onions in a long time.
Oh, yeah, they're great from this.
Not because I hate them. I grow them. So.
Oh, nice.
I have them in the tower garden, when I order too many onions from Imperfect Foods, at some point as they age, they'll grow green onions out of the top. And while they're going bad, you're getting fresh green onions.
Right. Awesome. I love it.
And then I take one of the ends and I just stuck it in my tower garden and it's been growing for a few months now.
Excellent.
I planted a dead onion that was basically almost nothing except a big green onion. So I planted it next to my aloe vera, and within 2 months, it was taller than me.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. You got a probably a six-foot, five-inch green onion. I couldn't believe it.
That's incredible. I don't think I've ever seen such a thing. I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either, but I watered it enough, I guess.
Wow.
And
all
then
right.
it went to
I'm...
seed, so I couldn't keep it.
Oh.
It was so big, so fast, that I did not want to touch it. I didn't want to eat it. I was just letting it grow for as long as it could.
Interesting. Yeah, that's
well, you see a green onion that's growing up to your waist and up to your chest and up to your face. It's like, it's almost like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I'm not going to touch this.
Right. Wow. And you, what else are you growing in your tower garden? I feel like you said kale and maybe some chard. Thank you.
Collard greens.
Excellent.
I got two different types of tomatoes. I got
very
some
nice
strawberries out there that I'm hoping will grow a little bit better. I have some mint, chives.
That's right.
Leeks.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff that I don't remember right now, and some other stuff that probably isn't growing too well. Some stuff just doesn't take, and there's no reason for it. But this time of year, by June 1st, as you see every day be at least 90 degrees, it's hard to plant new stuff. Even though I have greenhouse netting around it, so it feels like a pseudo greenhouse, if you will. But when it gets too hot, I don't plant anything. I wait until the end of September, and then I'll try again.
That makes sense.
When it's 108 out and you're putting in brand new seeds, it usually doesn't work.
Right. Just bakes them. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it gets watered on a regular basis, but I feel like if the plant has not grown by then I'm not going to try again when it's already hard enough out there for a pimp.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you ever started something in your tower garden and then transferred it outside?
No.
Okay. I was curious if that would work.
No, I don't touch it.
Okay.
You don't want to ruin a good thing.
That's true. I'm just curious that, you know, if you get something hardy enough, of course, a tower garden is definitely more of a hydroponic deal, but I was curious if you got that mint going, if you could, because mint will take over the world. Take it outside, plant it in a place where you don't care if it takes over, and it will just go, and you don't have to mess with it, and it withstands the heat. Lavender as well. Lavender will withstand the heat, and it'll bloom and be beautiful in the heat. It's amazing what lavender can do.
Yeah, but if
of course
you have too much mint, that's a problem you can eat your way out of.
Yeah, very true, very true. I did make the mistake one time of planting oregano near the mint. The mint killed it pretty quickly. It just, you know, almost like attacked it. It sent out its little tendrils over to the oregano and took over. That's kind of funny. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see what will grow that thrives. I'm growing chives outside and hops. Hops is usually something that it needs a little tender, loving care, and it's doing great. So I'm impressed what I can grow here in southern Utah compared to what I was doing in northern Utah.
So I have a brand new broccoli man that I worked on earlier today that I would like to share.
Awesome. I will pull that up.
All right.
I
think I showed you the ones
you
last week.
Yes. Yes, you did.
So I have one from Monday. I might play that one after, just so you're up to date.
Sounds great.
So this one here, I called it the Factor Loves Depop. So Broccoli Man's just minding his business, and the Factor jumps in like she always does. So I'll go ahead and get it going here. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and count it down. So
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, action.
quoted right there Broccoli's talk. I need to detain you for misinformation.
What now? I have not posted anything about your beloved gene therapies yet today.
You posted about how you do not want to see World War III. That is part of your super ultra mega agenda.
I want to see a peaceful world where all 8 billion people on Earth have an opportunity to succeed and live in freedom.
There you go again with your disinformation. You are appeasing a hate monger with your words.
Please explain how not wanting a war makes me hateful. But if I want war, I am loving and liberal.
It is easy. George Thrust said at the World Economic Forum, if we do not fight a war with Russia, then climate change will kill us very soon. Him cannot be fact-checked. He's the most loving and liberal person ever.
That makes zero sense. Unless we drop bombs that pollute the Earth, and nuclear bombs that destroy everyone and everything, then everyone will die of climate change.
Yes, that is correct. So we cannot have you spreading any misinformation, because if we cannot bomb Russia, then the Earth's climate will get 0.00042% more warmer in 100 years. We cannot know when or how have that.
When they have you the job as the world's fact checker, did they tell you directly to only lie to people? Sorry. There is no way you can sell me that bombing a nation with nuclear weapons and having a world war will be good for the Earth.
It is excellent for the Earth. Then we can reduce Earth's population. We need to get the population under 500 million.
So cutting off food supplies, goods from overseas, and thousands of oil and gas pipelines is a good thing because it forces people to starve themselves dead. Who decided that you are better than everyone else?
Yes, that's what makes us better than you.
So you feel this is going to help you when it is your day to stand in front of God?
Yes, this will help me also. Plus, I am a person of color. I get special treatment. I am more equal than others.
I don't think that's how it works.
There you go with your disinformation again. Bill Gates, George Soros, and Klaus Schwab are finna be very angry at you. We are probably going to have to take you to the FEMA camp. That does not exist.
I know for a fact God is not interested in satanic fools like yourselves.
By the way, I took down your post about us loving liberals demanding to abort our fetuses up to a year after birth.
Okay, that is absolutely the most disgusting thing ever. First of all, once the baby is born, it is a child. Second, you are disgusting for wanting to murder a poor, defenseless baby that did nothing wrong.
It is my body, my choice. We removed your post because you stated that it is the baby's body. That is misinformation. And also hate speech.
Oh no, you didn't. You want a baby to be murdered. That is murder. That is the baby's body you are harming.
You are way too extreme to be allowed to roam free on the earth. You are one of them there, super ultra mega extreme mega.
So now it is extreme for saying you have your baby and it is alive for almost a year and you cannot kill the baby?
The correct word is abort, Broccoli's talk. What you said is hate speech. Just like when you were speaking out against global government. You need to absolutely shut up right now about the World Health Organization taking over world government. We do not want anyone to know about our question it. By the way, you need to wear a scam on that face. You might get monkeypox.
There is no way that wearing a scam will stop monkeypox or any pox.
You are somewhat correct. You are still providing some false information. You need to be double scammed and triple vaxxed with the mRNA monkeypox gene therapy. These gene therapies have been proven safe and effective.
If you were really worried about people of color, you'd be standing up for these innocent babies of color. You talk about your Black Lives Matter. But you never say a word about all the black-on-black crime in Chicago every single weekend.
You need to tone down that hate speech right now. I am a person of color. I always vote Democrats because I am good. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. You are also cisgendered. For shame. You spread false information that a male that cannot have a baby. All men can have babies and do every single day.
If a male can have a baby, where does the baby come out? How can I have both sperms and eggs in my person? Can I get pregnant without even having sex?
Are you mentally retarded, Broccoli's talk? Men have been able to get pregnant ever since Brandon legalized it in 2021. Millions of men have had babies. Babies come out through your penis. You should know that. You do not need to have sex to get pregnant.
There is absolutely no way to have a 7-pound baby come out of a penis. You have zero sense. Just like there is no way you can get yourself pregnant without having sex. Your Ministry of Truth is a fraud. Dr. Fraude absolutely funded the gain-of-function research at those Wuhan and Ukraine labs.
Look, enough with your hate speech and misinformation. We need to bring you to the FEMA camp right away. You are sharing too much lies and hate. You are way too extreme and you support MAGA.
Please. Do not let this mess continue. If we in America do not wake up and fix this, then the whole world will be a wasteland. Civilization will be destroyed if we cannot wake up everyone and to get everyone to say no to all this tyranny. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknight 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live. He shares all the pro-freedom news. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and gives the latest on real news you can trust. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Whoever listens to mainstream media is good. Better yet, watch some kids' cartoons that show porn appropriate for LGBTQ plus 6-year-olds and nose-picking with some stars. That is even better. Please watch some football or funny home videos. Do not ever listen to Proof Negative. Now let's go Broccoli's talk. FEMA camp time.
All right, so that was an episode.
I was curious, did I miss why she's got a what looks like a vase on the top of her head? Did I miss what that is?
I have to select the characters that Normal already has. I don't get to change anything.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just curious, is that something that plays along with her ridiculous character?
No.
So.
No, she's a fact checker.
Yep. I caught that part. Yes. And you said you had another episode that you created on Monday? Did you tell me there was another one?
Yep. It's coming.
Sweet.
So last week, Broccoli Man had the wiretap arrested, so this is the after effects.
Great.
So obviously, as you see, the wiretap did not spend much time in jail.
Exactly. Would they ever? No.
Of course not. So when you're ready, I'll go ahead and get that one going.
I'm ready.
All right, so let's roll this beautiful bean footage then. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Thanks for driving today. It is crazy how many liberals are okay with $10 a gallon gas.
They all want to blame Trump for the high gas prices. It's like they don't remember that in January 2021 gas was $1.87 a gallon. Trump ain't there anymore because they rigged the election. It has been a year and a half. Can't it take any blame for anything?
Did you see when Josh Hawley slammed that government lady? She was trying to say it is Vladimir Putin's fault. Like you, dud. The big guy shut down the Keystone pipeline on day one. Then he shut down 2,000 American pipelines in 2021. Then recently he closed off America from drilling for oil in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. Plus he stopped buying oil from Russia. And he replaced all that energy with absolutely nothing. What do you think happens?
I will tell you what happens, Green Dude. You go to jail for disinformation, misinformation, and for being a something ducker for real.
Oh no. Didn't I just have you arrested?
It worked out, Green Dude. I spent 1 hour in jail. Then Geolobalist paid off a judge to let me go. I had to do a community service event. They made me do drag queen story time and read to the kids. I can tell you for sure after I read how big is your stick to all those childrens, we'll remove their underoos and compare the sticks with each other. I then gave them advice on their sex education homework. I taught them how to do a funny junk and also how to into my...
You're as proud of that, bro. You can't be serious about all that dog.
Now that I have paid my debt to society, I can now arrest you, Green Dude. You have provided misinformation. You disagree with Brandon.
Good luck with that. Brandon has the lowest ever presidential approval rating. You will have to arrest the whole USA.
We are prepared for that, sir. We have created thousands of FEMA camps that do not exist. We will round everyone up and execute all you nincompoops and something luckers that refuse to die from taking your gene therapies and complain about Brandon. Brandon is the best president ever.
You funny dog. What makes Brandon so great when the entire United States is falling apart since the globalists rigged the election for him?
Don't you get it, Sue Mem? He helped bring in a one world government. The World Health Organization just gave themselves power to rule over 194 nations. He also helps make sure our crime syndicate can run smoothly. We cannot commit crimes fast enough. Gee, Globalist is actually hiring if you want to join the dark side, sir. He even throws in a company vehicle to sweeten the deal.
You Dr. Tedros Shill. He gave you a 1993 Geo Metro.
It is still a company vehicle, Green Dude. Otherwise I would have to take a city bus to create crimes. It is hard out there after you commit a crime and everyone sees you waiting on the 105 bus and you have to stand at that bus stop for 25 minutes while everyone stares at you and calls the police.
I'm cool on that, bro. I like being the superhero and doing right by our peoples. Having a globalist bail me out of things that do not align with God or my fellow man means nothing to me. I will cite you John 3:16 and other scriptures all day long, son.
You shush right there, Sumim, or I will make Green Dude flash me his delicious basket of kumquats right this instant.
I will take things that will never happen for $1,000, Alex.
You should have taken things that will happen for $1,000, Green Dude.
I saw that Brazil is not going to sign the World Economic Forum deal to take over his country.
Even the top archbishop in the Vatican says it is the highest form of treason to submit your country into the global government. He even says these traitors are doing their presenting of sacrifices to Lucifer. The only way to get your nation back is to have God take it back from Lucifer.
Why else do you think we are stealing all yours, Nathans, sir? We play for keeps around here, sir. Which is exactly why I am required to run my hands through your long flowing mane.
Defiance to tyranny is obedience to God, son.
You stay out of this, Sumim. At the World Economic Global Takeover Summit, Globalist and the head of Pfizer are going to get approval for microchips to go into all medications. So from now on if you get a prescription, we will be able to track and trace you. Now we can get all you something that cares hooked on pills and we can track and trace everyone in the free world. It's like we just got Connect 4 diagonally. Right there, pretty snooky sis.
I know right before they want their troops to invade America, they might have someone like Robert Francis Holder try to help with gun confiscations and say it is a world health crisis. Then after they get the UN troops to take away most of the guns, then China, Russia, Iran, and American troops will be invading Americans.
So the only people that can defend themselves against the world government will be the Americans that have been able to hide their weapons successfully. Too many Americans are still sleeping and think Brandon is their friend.
Brandon does not even know what ice cream flavor he is eating today.
That tears at you capitalist old government fools. Just for that outburst, I will be strip searching you butt naked right now here on these mean streets. I will need to check your entire persons, including slicing open the delicious basket of kumquats and any anal cavities. If you have a front hole, I must have a look-see in there. I'm also hereby required to check your man boobs. Off with those shirts.
Please. We do not have much time. Most of America will be considered war criminals and the rest will be deceased from gene therapies. Taking down America right now and turning the world into Armageddon.
Stop being a bisonich green dude. We absolutely cannot have you telling people to get prepared, sir. If people wake up and get prepared, then our crime syndicate cannot win. In some states like New York, we are already hiring social media police to make sure you cannot tell a person about what a crime syndicate is doing. You say one shred of what crime our government persons are committing, you are being taken to a FEMA camp that does not exist.
How can you bring people to a FEMA camp if a FEMA camp does not exist?
That clapback was not appropriate, Suman. Just for that I will be looking into all your kumquats. I better not find any military-grade or R-15s box cutters, or any tickets to Elton John's farewell tour inside your junks. Now, we done diddly ding dong dong and gone need less shirts on those persons. Now I need your uniforms sitting in the back of my 1993 Geo Metro right this very instant. I see less spin more skin. Do you understand? I need less spin more skin. Make way with the clothings and I will need to have a visual inspections of your tampons if it is your time of the month. They better be passing the smell test.
You ain't interested. We grown men. We don't play with no tampons, bro.
So, green dude, sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. And I am looking for kumquats.
I got another 80s classic for you. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
You keep stepping in it. You are so getting anal swabbed when we go into the FEMA camp.
So anyway, please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. and to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are lots of other great shows on Freedomizer too. Freedomizerradio.com. Get educate on the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, and other global news.
You are not hereby allowed to listen to Proof Negative. He ruins a crime syndicate. But if you want, you can get your freedom microchip or get in the Lysnica suicide pods. We need to exterminate 99% of the population so we can get Earth residents under 500 million and all your something that cares and fuss budgets need to be exterminated. Okay, Suman Green Dude. You are mandated to surrender your uniforms to myself so I can investigate the kumquats.
Make me.
Alright, so... Yeah, there was another episode, so hope it was all right.
Oh, yeah. So Wiretap is probably the most nasty of all the characters. So it's, yeah, it's pretty much spot on. I do enjoy the whole, we're going to send you to a FEMA camp that doesn't exist.
Well, that's what they tell you. And if you
right.
think that a FEMA camp exists, then they're going to have to take you to a FEMA camp.
Exactly. It's so ironic. No, it's so ridiculous. That's what I mean to say. It's ridiculous that it's right there in front of our faces, but so many people choose to...
Well, the one in Las Vegas is on a street called El Campo Grande.
Oh, wow. What are the chances? And have you been past it? Because I had seen some
yeah.
videos early on about...
Well,
okay.
there's even a video on YouTube about the FEMA camp there.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I'm sure I've seen that. And the video. And I was thinking about a little disturbing. It's right there in Vegas. And just ready and waiting, I'm sure.
Yeah, It's definitely a FEMA camp that does not exist.
Yep. And I'm sure it's guarded. And
yes.
Got plenty of barbed wire at the top of the fence. And
in case somebody wants to go in there for some reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, it's a FEMA camp. Let me go ahead and make sure I'm detained.
Yeah. Well, there may be people who want that. I swear there are people who like to be under the government control, and they like being told what to do, and they're comfortable with being taken care of by daddy government. So that, it actually wouldn't surprise me. It'd probably be, you know, the new movement. Yeah, to be inclusive, you have to put yourself in a FEMA camp to show how much you love humanity. So part of the Green Deal, I'm sure. Is that what they're calling it for the fake climate change? Is it still the Green Deal, or is it something else now?
No, you could call it that.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. They're just going to hit us from every direction, so we have to...
Well, yeah, because they want you to say it's too much. I'll just give up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't want to kill humanity, so we kill ourselves off. Pretty fascinating. So you're familiar
with... Well, it's much
with...
easier if you kill yourself than them having to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Exactly. And you're familiar with, say, like MK Ultra and other mind control programs, right? But I mean, most people
are. Yeah, but now they don't even have to do that. They just tell you that
right.
if you're not a raging liberal that believes there's 1,500 genders and that you don't believe everything the TV tells you, then you're a domestic enemy.
Yep. That's why I think we've all been put under some sort of mind control humanity. Just we've been MK Ultra'd for many years through media, of course, the news, the media, and then just programming and entertainment and just the societal beliefs. And it just seems like we've all kind of been, you know.
Well, the fact of the matter, though, Amanda, is that the whole United States is not full of these radicals. They are not the majority.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so loud, and they only promote their voices that it looks like it, but they're not.
Right. Yeah, and it does seem like that is what gets the media coverage and, of course, the following from on social media as well. So it's...
You mean the Twitter bots?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never understand how those people could possibly be real if they follow 8,695 different Twitter accounts and they have one follower.
Uh-huh, right. And it's either a stock photo of some kind or some
yes.
sort of like cartoon character or something. Totally gives them away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the barefoot is legal when people try to join, we must get 50 to 80 fake people a day that try to join the group.
Interesting. Huh.
So they're all in their mid-60s, retired, military, or they're people from Ghana or Zimbabwe. Or they have stock photos of random women that don't even look like each other, and they try to say that it's them, and they're all from New York City.
No, I hadn't seen that part of it. That does not surprise me.
Well, it's and you could tell when their main profile picture has Getty images behind it.
Uh-huh.
So you know that's not a real person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very, very fascinating indeed. When I created my new Facebook account, I told you I got locked out of my other one, so I created a new one, and it's been kind of refreshing because I'm not involved in so many different groups like I was. And
yeah.
A lot of the groups were just being taken over, and I guess they were from bots. I really don't know. It was just this whole
That's why they're trying to work so hard to get into my group so they could take it over.
Right. Yeah.
And I've been around the sun a few extra times, so I'm not falling for it.
Good. And I know earlier you had tagged me on Facebook in a link for vaccines that is titled "How Bad Is My Batch?" And I had looked at that early on in, I believe it was 2021. So I have seen this website before, but it hasn't come around. I am surprised it's still on Facebook. So that is surprising. Maybe it doesn't have any of the trigger words that the bots are programmed to find, but that's a very interesting website. I hope people are willing to go look at that and look at their batches, since, I mean, obviously they're all toxins, but then there are the ones that were placebos that were just saline. So this will be interesting and good information for people to have. Did you go through the different links on there with Pfizer and Moderna?
Yeah, I looked through some of them.
Yeah. Cool. But it should be good information to keep out there as long as possible before the bots come through and start, you know, fact-checking, their form of fact. Now, I know you and I have chatted about this before, but what other social media platforms are you on besides Facebook and, I believe, Twitter? What other social media platforms do you use?
Well, you can count Rumble, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, Rumble. I have Gab, but
I don't really use Gab, but I have it, and okay. MeWe, I could say, is the same.
Okay. Yeah, I got a MeWe account when they first came on the scene. That was probably like 2014, something like that. And there wasn't a lot of activity. And so I jump over every once in a while, and pretty soon I was getting all these fake accounts trying to, I don't remember what they called it. It wasn't friending, but it was adding you or something. And a bunch of fake accounts. And I was like, dang, it's not, you can't get away from it. And so I haven't tried any other alternative, I guess, if you want to call it alternative social media platforms other than, I just use Facebook and Instagram mainly.
Yeah, I don't use Instagram. I used Parler when they first came out, but when they got shut down and had to reopen, I haven't really been focused on them.
Got it. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what other social media platforms have a good participation rate so that these types of things, of course, Rumble is right up there where you can share things on Rumble, but because it's more of a video platform, it's harder to share just links to websites. So I'd like to see how to spread the word, like for, say, the link for Freedomizer and the link for How Bad Is My Batch, and just links that you know tend to get shadow banned or just outright
banned.
Yeah,
I feel like Gab, you're just part of an echo chamber.
Yeah.
I unfortunately, as much as I dislike Spybook, that's where the people are.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless you want to go to TikTok.
Ooh, are you on TikTok?
Barefoot is Legal has a TikTok, but because I don't have a cell phone, my TikTokness is very limited.
Right. I have not done anything with TikTok. It seems like I tried it right at first, My son tried to get me on there, and I was like, I don't get it. It made no sense to me, so I just stopped trying. But
people share more truth on TikTok than anywhere else.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because now I'm seeing all of these TikTok.
And my brother is a fact checker at TikTok, and he was trying to talk me into going to work with him.
Really? That is so interesting.
Like, that's the last thing I would ever want to do.
Yeah. Does he like that job?
Oh, he loves it.
Wow.
He loves it. I remember on Christmas he said, if I see somebody talking about how they hate wearing scams on their face, then I just ban their account.
Oh, my goodness. And he's your brother. Wow.
Yeah.
Does it make some interesting family conversations when you get together for Christmas?
If I decide to go, half the time we don't go. We go somewhere else.
Smart. Yeah, interesting about family. I can understand. I'm definitely the black sheep of my family, so it's funny how that works.
Well, I have two brothers and two sisters. I'm the oldest of five. I have one brother that lives in California, and he's a conservative and a Trump guy.
Uh-huh.
But my other brother, of course, that lives here, and my two sisters are Democrats, and most notably Bernie Sanders people.
No kidding. Bernie Sanders. Wow. I wonder, have you ever asked them why are they supporters of Bernie Sanders? What is it about him or his platform that they find
interesting? Well, my sister's daughter worked on the Bernie Sanders campaign in 16 and 20, and she got paid actually to work for him. And so they were trying to tell me that I should think about her job, and I should be happy that she's working on a campaign, so I should vote for her based on that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But she did tell me back in 2020, was it 2020 Christmas or 20, one of them, I'm too old to understand communism.
That doesn't make any sense. What is it about communism that makes the younger generation understand it better? That doesn't make any sense.
Just that they've been indoctrined better, that's all.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, I think they should talk to someone so my son, my 29-year-old son, was in Poland for a couple of years and lived amongst the people and speaks the language, and he can tell you about the horrors that the older generation in Poland understood from communism. Socialism has been horrible for them, but communism's really what destroyed the country. And there's a different view about communism from countries who actually came through communism. So that'd be fun to have those types go live in Poland for a while and get a taste of what the older generation lived through.
Yeah, but they'll say something like, well, they just didn't do it right. We're America, so we will do it right.
Yeah, like there's the right way to do communism. Oh, man, that's pretty interesting. I mean, you and I we're pretty close to the same age, and I remember very well living through the Cold War, of course, and understanding the differences between the communistic way of governing and, of course, through capitalism. And I can see where communism might be appealing, but only to those who might have some sort of power. So if you're in some sort of seat of power, that would be really great and benefit you greatly. But everyone else
would
be...
But I guess part of it, though, just like when you see the fights for $15 an hour, that appeals to the 17 and 18 year olds because they're working at McGMO. And when they're told
right.
that they can, instead of getting $10 an hour, that they can get 15, yeah, they're all about it because they're living in the now. But for those mm-hmm. of us that had our McGMO years and now we've moved on and we make $20 an hour, that $15 an hour mandatory minimum is like, well, no, because we own stuff and we learned where we're not just being given a handout. So mm-hmm. you're going to appeal to those that don't make 15 as opposed to those that make 20.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right.
Why
they go after the youth. They're impressionable.
Yeah, makes sense. And it's, I guess for us, you're right. We have lived through those years, and now we actually own something instead of what's happening now where they're trying to press us all into rental situations and making it impossible for the younger generation to buy property and buy a home and buy real estate. But honestly, even when you own something, you don't own it. The government always owns it. You're always paying taxes.
Yeah, unless you can somehow get a land permit after you pay your property outright, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty hard for anyone of any age group. Even the Gen X to the Gen Zs, it's a pretty hard situation to do. And I live in an area that's just booming and just constantly more building and more building and more building. And people are coming to, or they're wanting to buy, but it's just so freaking expensive. It's just impossible for most people.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of
you know,
that is by design.
Right. And so I think they're getting people to feel frustrated enough to where they will just take whatever the government hands them, and that's how they do it in Poland, or like that's how they did it for all those years. You got your assigned apartment, and they just stuck you like rats in a cage, and you had your tiny little one-bedroom or studio apartment, and that was it for your whole family, and that was assigned to you by the government. And, you know, so for miles, for as far as the eye can see, just these little apartment complexes, and I'm certain that's what they're wanting to do. You wouldn't have to call it a FEMA camp specifically, but it would be a camp. It would be, this is all you have to choose from. And you're going to live the way that we tell you, and you're going to have to live off whatever the government supplies and live where the government tells you to live. And by the government, I mean the evildoers.
So, by the way, I sent you a meme. I didn't know if you saw that one before.
I will go look at it. I actually logged off Facebook for a spell.
Oh.
Here we go. Aha. Thine U-Haul. That's pretty great.
Yeah, well,
love
if
it.
They don't like America, why are they still here? They should be... You
yeah.
should be hearing about all these people that are fleeing capitalism and taking the rafts of all the people that are coming here from Cuba. They just take the raft back to Havana. So for those people that think that communism is better than mean tweets, then they can just rent a U-Haul and go drive to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy that. I'm sharing this to my story, by the way. There we go.
Okay.
I have shared it. Yes, pretty great.
I guess you could tell I made that.
I love it. And it's pretty hilarious. The Thine U-Haul, that was pretty great. Love the play on words.
Like it's old school days or something.
Yes. I am sort of an English nerd. Of course, I speak in slang, but when reading or writing, I do love to use, I like to have a larger vocabulary, and so it's I love the play on words for vocabulary's sake, and just that little bit of sarcasm, it goes a long way, so thank you for the laugh.
I have played so many thousands of Scrabble games in my life, I miss playing Scrabble.
Oh, yeah. Such a fun game. It is strategy as well as, of course, vocabulary. Definitely something I can thank my mom if she were alive. She died in 2006, and she was great at Scrabble, and she and I would play that, and she always won, and it was great. Thanks for a tiny little walk down memory lane. You mentioned Scrabble, and I'm thinking, gosh, I can't even remember the last time I played, probably with my mom. In a while.
Well, I forget how many games in a row I've played that I got at least one seven-letter word where I cleared all my tiles. I'm good for at least minimum one a game. Sometimes I could break off three or four, but I can get at least one per game with no problem.
Very nice. Very nice. It's a great skill to have, and it is a skill that is being lost. Sadly, the case, we are having to learn what acronyms like BLM and transgender, those types of words, we have to understand all the variations of that, but the older language is just, it's being forgotten. It's kind of sad.
See, I have kind of a secret with, or a strategy, if you will, with getting the seven-letter words because you get the 50-point bonus. So if you can always pluralize or past tense something, you could do something again, which means that R-E or E-D or I-N-G. Mm. And once you get that, you can get the other four or five letters together and build something on that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice. Yes, I like the strategy. That's why I was saying it does require strategy and also vocabulary. So wonderful. Yeah, it makes me want to go buy a Scrabble game and see if I can find someone to play with me. I feel like there was an online version of that, too, for a while. Is that true? People were having okay. I do remember that now. Never got that far with it, but yeah. Gonna play something online. That would be fun. I'm not a gamer, though.
Yeah, the very last time I ever played Scrabble online, I got through three turns, and I remember the guy started with a seven-letter word, and I pulled all seven were vowels.
What?
So, and there were five I's and two U's. It was stuff I couldn't even use.
Oh.
So I put five letters back, and I got five more vowels.
Oh.
And this guy put down another word, so I dropped five more tiles. And so this guy, believe it or not, had three turns and already got me for two seven-letter words, and here I am with 0 points. So I just shut the computer off and walked away.
Right. Oh, that's frustrating.
It's like you're already down 133 to zero. What am I going to do?
Right.
And I haven't even had a point yet, so I wasn't going to waste my time. And then I never played online Scrabble again. Maybe that guy's still waiting for me. I don't know.
If he is, then that's kind of sad. Kind of sad. Yeah, I forgot all about that being an option for online games. I know a lot of people who will do gambling. There are some pretty big online gamblers, but I'm not a gamer, so I forget about that stuff. I mostly like to read and and find information. I like research. I will go to PubMed and other websites, like clinical trials. That's a good one to go to. And
see,
looking for information.
If I want to play a game, I work on my FL Studios, and then I just try to put music together.
Oh,
to me,
yeah,
that's a
right.
game.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's like
but
you have a blank canvas, and then it's your job to put something in that canvas that other people would appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Right. And with your music, because you said it's electronica, that's the genre, right?
Yeah.
Electronica. And do you use, is it just a computer program that you're using, some sort of program that helps you put it all together, or do you have like a separate soundboard, or how does that work?
Well, it already has a sound rack in it where there's virtual instruments and you just play them. And then there's other, what they call VSTs, which is virtual sounds. So I could look for an online oboe or something, and I can download that, and then I'll have an oboe in my rack.
Nice.
Or whatever other instrument I can think of, or some kind of sound effect, or maybe there's something else that can deepen a sound, or there's reverb, or other odds and ends.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what is the difference? What's the difference in your opinion and your experience between dubstep and electronica? Because I know both genres, but I don't know them well enough to make the comparison.
Well, dubstep is just it's just an angrier version of electronica, and you'll hear it. To me, it just sounded dated, so I didn't work on it, even though at the time when it was popular. But I just look myself, my own style. I just like the mid to late 90s breakbeat kind of sounds, like Chemical Brothers or Fatboy Slim or the Crystal Method, and I just stay classic.
Okay. Yeah, good to know. I know you sent me some different artists to listen to, so I hadn't heard any of them. It was really interesting to see the difference, or I shouldn't say see, hear the differences. And
yeah.
My son's a musician, and I'm kind of a wannabe musician, and so tones and sounds and just music in general is super fascinating to me as a whole, and how to use that in therapies, and of course as a yoga instructor I use specific types of music. So dubstep comes to mind because there are different styles of India type music from India that's in a dubstep style, and it works really well with yoga. If certain types of yoga, I should say, but always looking for music that helps with therapies. You say dubstep's more of an angrier version of electronica, so that means electronica would be something you would listen to increase your mood and, like, I don't know, clean the house or, you know, something to lift
Skrillex
your spirits, right?
Well, Skrillex was the biggest of the dubstep people, in my opinion.
Uh-huh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, Bangarang. Yeah. That was the biggest of the dubstep songs, I guess, at the time.
Oh, okay. Understood. Yeah, so if you're ever bored, look up on Spotify, or you can look them up on any music platform. The artist names are Desert Dwellers. So listen to them and tell me what you think, if you like their stuff, because
is that your son?
I mean, of course. No. My son is actually a harpist and cellist, drummer. He plays with several different instruments, and his music is its own genre, but the closest thing to it is world music.
All right.
At least that's what he's told me. And so he calls his music harp hardcore because he uses a harp to make more, I guess, rock sound, rock and roll sounds from it. And, yeah, he's got some heavy stuff that is pretty impressive, the things he can do with a harp and a cello. But, yeah, Desert Dwellers, he actually, my son told me to look them up years ago, and, of course, they've become my favorite as far as in that category of dubstep. So is there an electronica-style music that would work well for something like yoga or exercise routines?
Maybe world music, maybe what's called jungle, possibly.
Oh, wow. That's a genre I didn't know existed. All right. Good to know. I'm always looking for new music, so send it my way. Anytime you find something in your, since how this is your field, I would love to add something to my playlist for my yoga students.
So if there's anything you want on my SoundCloud, just tell me and I'll send it over to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, honestly, if there's something you have that you think would work well for me, you just send it to me and I will take it. You just let me know what you think would fit. I'll trust your judgment on that.
Well, just look through my stuff. I sent you the SoundCloud, but I got the I just got the 60-second buzzer, so I have to start
getting
myself out of here, though.
Okay, well, awesome. It was a great evening.
All right, well, thank you for being here, and I am going to set up that meetup here over the next few days, so hopefully you can make it.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much.
All right. Everyone else, thank you for joining us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oops.